You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're getting an update now on the 51-year-old employee of Molson Coors Brewing who opened fire on his coworkers Wednesday, killing five men before he turned the gun on himself. Milwaukee Chief of Police Alfonso Morales was speaking at a news conference yesterday about what is known and unknown about the suspect.
He was a current employee of Molson Coors at the time of this incident. Reasons for this is still under investigation of what transpired, and we don't have that for you.
Let's get an update now on what we do know with our WPR reporter, Corrine Hess, in Milwaukee. Corey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So you were at the press briefing yesterday with the Milwaukee Police Department. What did they share about the situation?
Well, they finally did release the name, which, as you said, is Anthony Farrell, and they gave the names of the victims. And these people were powerhouse operators, machinists, electricians. They ranged in age from 33 to 61 years old. You know, they were all obviously loved by their families. They were fathers, husbands, you know, beloved in the community.
So Farrell was 51. He'd worked as an electrician for more than 20 years. What do we know about his life?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of the day in his neighborhood, and I was at his house. Police surrounded his house for the day. They had tape up. But I talked to his neighbors, and his neighbors were really shocked by this. They liked him a lot. They said that he was really helpful. He lived in the house for about 15 years with his wife and young daughter. They had this system in the neighborhood where whoever woke up first shoveled the sidewalk for everyone. Anthony Farrell usually got up first and did the shoveling. It's a small, kind of close-knit neighborhood, modest homes. A lot of elderly people live there. And he helped people. He took one man to doctor's appointments when he needed help. And like I said, people were really sad and shocked by this.
What have police learned about what happened inside that building on Wednesday?
You know, whatever they've learned, they're not sharing at this point. I think that information will be coming out in coming days and weeks.
So law enforcement, in terms of understanding a motive, we just don't have one yet.
No, we don't. We don't have any type of motive at this point.
We heard yesterday from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett reflecting on the role Molson Coors plays in the community. Let's listen.
Miller and Molson Coors are a very important part of this community. For over a century and a half, they've been part of the fabric of this community. And they've been there for us, and it's now time for us to be there for them as well.
So what was Chief Morales and Mayor Barrett's message to the community?
I think yesterday's message was really to give the victims' families some space and some time to grieve, and also just, again, stating the importance of this company in the community. I mean, like the mayor said, it's been around for more than 150 years. This is really a legacy company in both Milwaukee and the state. For more than 100 years, it's been Miller Coors. Now it's Molson Coors Beverage Company, but that hadn't changed the importance. Last night, there was a local church that held a vigil, and everybody's just kind of in a mourning period right now.
Talking with Corrine Hess, she is WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee, and she's been covering the aftermath of the mass shooting that took place Wednesday at Molson Coors Brewery Complex. Corey, the leadership there at the brewery, they said that they would remain closed for a period of time. Let's listen to CEO Gavin Hattersley yesterday.
Now, I've spent the day speaking with the families of the victims and meeting with our employees here in Milwaukee because they are our single and number one priority at the moment.
What did you find out from the leadership there at the company?
I haven't talked to leadership, but as you can hear, they are also, you know, in a state of shock. The leaders were in Houston for a conference. They all flew back. And they're also trying to figure out a motive and what's been going on there. I believe they're going to be part of the investigation to find out what was going through Anthony Farrell's mind when this happened.
Have you heard anything from employees there since Wednesday?
We did speak to an employee. Employees gathered at a local restaurant yesterday, and she was saying that, you know, when they got the email at 2 o'clock from an alert system saying that there was an active shooter, they all they were scared. Of course, they were on lockdown for 3 hours. This woman that we talked to was on the north side of campus. The shooting was on the south side. So she said that some employees kind of hid. She actually went back to work for a little while because she knew the proximity and she felt safe. But she did say that, you know, everybody has kind of a different process of grieving and sort of post-traumatic stress. She said that some of her coworkers actually tried to go back to work on Thursday but were turned away. So I think everybody's sort of processing this differently.
Do the workers you talked to there at the restaurant, do they have a clear communication line to what the company will do next? Do they understand what the next steps are?
I think they're all just waiting to go back to work at this point.
What does the law enforcement response to this kind of event look like? Has it been coordinated? What have you seen there?
You know, law enforcement is keeping us up to date as much as they can. And the agencies, there's been many agencies involved.
What is the conversation around Milwaukee? You're in the thick of the city. You've been covering this. Is there anything that we can glean about how Milwaukee is doing right now?
I would say that the whole city seems to be really rallying around Miller Coors, Molson Coors, and the victims. Like I said, the church in suburban Milwaukee held a vigil last night. And, you know, there's been T-shirts made by another local company that I hear are going to be donated to the workers. Everybody is just kind of in a mode of wanting to do what they can to help. And I feel like the city's really rallying around Molson Coors and each other at this point.
So what is still unknown about what happened on Wednesday? What are we still trying to find out?
I think there's a lot of unknowns. Mainly, people are trying to figure out what made Anthony Farrell go from this seemingly really nice neighbor, family man, somebody who had spent 20 years of his life working as an electrician, to somebody who could kill 5 of his coworkers and then himself.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for joining us and for covering this.
Thank you for having me.
Corinne Hess is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter. She is based in Milwaukee. You can learn more about this event, the events of Wednesday, on our website at WPR.org. Coming up, we learn about how African Americans set down roots in Beloit and the role the city played in the Great Migration. That's coming up in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.